Most of us have not grown up in a meditative culture. And that means that our minds are like wild squirrels, wild monkeys, jumping through the trees, going from place to place, and never finding a place to settle. The result? Well, a lot of us are up at night because our minds are going all over the place. We have trouble concentrating, or we just feel low-grade chronic stress that moves through our lives. Today, I'm going to share one of the easiest ways to begin meditation, which is one of the keystones to slowing down our mind and finding some inner stillness. My name is Kenton Whitman, and I believe in you. I call this the one breath meditation. And you'll see that it has a tricky way of slipping our mind into a meditative state. Because if you've tried meditating, you've probably found that it can be a little bit frustrating. Our minds are very out of shape. So it's a lot like if our bodies are very out of shape and we start to exercise. It seems painful, it seems hard, it seems like we're never going to make any progress. And I often hear from people that begin meditating and their mind is just going and going, so they give up. For me, when I began meditating, I found that I could not go for very long at all before my mind did that same thing, and it was very frustrating for me. This meditation was a game changer. Here's how it works. Instead of the usual method of devoting 10, 20 minutes, whatever your time is going to be, to meditation, here you only devote one breath. It's a very small space of time. It's one that most of us, we can deal with this. And so what we do is, for the space of one breath, that's all, we concentrate on one sensation of breathing. For me, I'm going to feel my chest rising and falling, my belly extending in and out as I take that breath in. You might choose the air coming in and out through your nostrils or your mouth. But here it is, one breath. Just fully give that breath, that single sensation, your full attention. Now, notice I've only committed to one breath, but at the end of that breath, if I want, I can do one more. At the end of that breath, if I want, I can do one more. But I'm only ever committing to a single breath. That's the whole key to this. We don't look out at an endless string of waves and say, how am I going to make it over these? We just have to make it over this one, this single one. And for most of us, that allows us to find more clarity of mind within that breath than we thought. Because our mind has a very good way of saying, ooh, if there's an endless goal out there that looks really big and daunting, I'm going to kind of give up on it right now. But if it says, there's a very easy goal, I can see an end to it, I can meet this, then it will step up and we'll get through that. If you're practicing this and you're on breath 3 or 4, and your mind starts to wander, that might be time to stop the meditation for the time being. But here's one of the coolest things about the one breath meditation. You can do it anytime. You don't have to set yourself up with a meditation cushion or special incense or anything. You don't have to sit in a certain posture. you can be in the morning, there's your tea water, and you're about to pour it, and you stop, and you take one breath. If you want, two. And that might extend out for 5 or 6 or 10, but all it takes is one. And so I can do this just before I'm opening a door. I can do this as I lay down in bed. Anytime you want during the day, it's so easy to slip in that one breath, because it takes maybe 8, 10, 12, 20 seconds, depending on how long your exhale and your inhale are. But that's all, one breath. This has been one of the funnest and most transformative meditations for me, because it encouraged me to meditate throughout the day and to make it more of a normal part of my everyday state of being. If you give it a try, let me know how it goes. And if you have extra tips or ideas about how best to start a meditation practice and how to incorporate it into your life, please share it in the comments. We'd love to hear your insight and your wisdom. Thank you. I cannot make these videos without you. Please comment, like, share. And if you would like to stand beside me and help me make these videos, you can become a patron on Patreon. I'll leave a link at the end of this video. Thank you, my friends.